Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Phil Schremper with JP Flooring. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. I know I've caught you on the road. I know you're out there in the cornfields between Cincinnati and Columbus. Phil, let's tell our listeners that don't know about you. We've done a best practices on you. You operate a major store that's in the Cincinnati, Ohio area. We've always been surprised at how much revenue you've been able to do out of one location. Cincinnati is one of those marketplaces that, like some people say, it's the land of the giants. I mean, you're there and you compete against McSwain's and Carpet Land, and yet you've done very well there. And one of the reasons that I wanted to talk to you, in this market, this recession, as we start to pull out of it, you're actually expanding and you've opened a location in Columbus, Ohio. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct, Kim. You know, we started out, 23 years ago in the Cincinnati market, primarily doing, builder contractor business. You know, I came from a retail background when I first got into flooring business years ago, and just kind of made a decision to go in a little bit different direction when we started our company, and wound up being very successful at doing, builder contractor, mostly middle to high end, a lot of production work included in it also, but that's originally how we started our business. And then over the years, Kemp, term we always talk about is about rounding the ball, about getting into different things. And then the next step we kind of got into was a commercial business. Then, of course, out of that, through the years, we had a lot of customers saying, hey, could you do our house for us? Which kind of led us into the retail business. And, of course, today, we've actually added property management. So we kind of cover those market segments in our Cincinnati location. Primarily was builder contractor, commercial, retail, and property management. And over the years, with all these different products and services, obviously, we do the wood, the ductless hardwood refinishing, the tile and stone, and cover all the different products that go down on the floor. So it's worked out real well for us over the years.
Well, which, as this market starts to recover, out of all those segments, and just to go through them again, you started with builder, you got into commercial, then you got into retail, and then property management. Out of those sectors, which one are you starting to see more warmth out of right now?
Oh, certainly retail. The retail business, especially, kind of really noticed it last year. Obviously, I think it was a tough year for everybody who was in the industry. And one of the biggest, really, recovery parts that I've seen this year for us has been the retail business. And believe it or not, the commercial business has been pretty strong for us. I mean, builder business is pretty much flat. When you compare it to 2009, I think I was looking at it the other day, I think we're up maybe 3 or 4% in the builder market, but certainly the retail and the commercial and some of the property management has been the real true growth areas for us in the Cincinnati market.
This whole diversity structure you have has worked well for you because, the builder market is off, some say, 70%.
Oh, absolutely, Kemp. It really is. I mean, I think it's like anything else. When you're kind of into one business, it makes things very, very tough, moving forward, I think. And that's why, each one of these businesses, whether it be the retail, the commercial, the property management, different areas that you're in, you really got to literally operate those as separate businesses within your business. I mean, dedicated sales staff, production people. And then, and obviously what you're able to do is if, in our case, we had to maybe take a builder guy and move him into the retail business, to maybe get some other accounts to the other fellows to try to, to keep everything going. Is really, having that opportunity to have the different markets that you're in or different businesses that you're in really gives you a lot of flexibility going forward. And I think you mentioned earlier, Kemp, about us being, under one location, which has always kind of been our thing, we have a 100,000 square foot facility in Cincinnati. I mean, our showroom is approximately 20,000 feet. So it's a pretty large showroom, when people come into it. But it's kind of always been our thing to be more of a destination, type facility, which has really worked out well for us. And I know you mentioned earlier about us going up to Columbus, and, as I'm speaking to you this morning, you just happened to catch me in the car driving up here this morning. We are real, real excited about this new opportunity that we're doing, moving into the Columbus market right now.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, Cincinnati has got a lot of strong competitors. You're moving up to Columbus against Levi and against Wright Rug. So,
right.
Those guys don't scare you, I guess, huh?
Well, obviously in the Columbus market, we're going to be doing more in the builder property management.
Yeah.
Is going to be our, in commercial is going to be our main focus. Our main focus is going to be, initially is obviously not going to be in the retail portion of the business. Kind of had an opportunity to put a great group of people together to make it possible to come up here. And so far, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, just to create a little excitement. The last few years with the business way it's been, it's kind of nice to, you know, to get up in the morning, get a little spring in your step, and have some new opportunities to look forward to. And so far, we've been up here 3 months, Kemp, and it's been very, very good for us so far. But you're exactly right. I mean, Cincinnati has got some really, really great competitors we have in the marketplace, you know, good clean competitors that we work against. You know, you mentioned McClain's and Carpetland, which are, you know, both companies that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. And the same thing in Columbus. I mean, Columbus has some great companies up here, but we just kind of see it as an opportunity. We're kind of a little J.P. twist on what we've done in Cincinnati and trying it up here in Columbus.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to Cincinnati for a second. You, a minute ago, you know, there are kind of many schools of thoughts on how to be successful at retail. Some of them are to put, you know, mini stores in several locations and just make sure you're convenient. And I think you've taken the other tack. Like you say, your destination, and you do, I think you do radio advertising, so people know you're in the marketplace. So when they're, let's say they hear a home center ad, they're thinking about buying flooring, they're going to run out to JP's to see what this big 100,000 square foot location has got to offer, aren't they?
Well, you know, you're exactly right, Kim. I mean, over the years, you know, we've kind of developed a brand, especially in Cincinnati. We have a lot of home shows. Homerama is a big home show in Cincinnati every year. And, you know, and of course, you know, we wind up doing a lot of those homes every year. And a lot of people have seen our name over the years, you know, going through a lot of these home shows. And so we've kind of developed, obviously, a brand on that part of it. But, you know, on the retail side of things, where we have done, been doing recently, over the years, we've done a lot of print. We've done television, you know, and more recently now, we've been primarily doing radio and billboards, which has worked out very, very successful for us. Just so when people are out there, they see your name, they hear your name, they kind of being able to identify with it. And I think more importantly in the retail business days, it's getting that opportunity to get that homeowner or customer into your showroom to be able to show them what you're all about. And then, you know, referral business, I mean, you're doing a great job. Our staff, we send out customer satisfaction surveys. Not every one of our retail jobs, but 99.97% of the time, they're A's across the board in that referral business, and just being out there in the market and being consistent is really helped us out a lot.
Yeah. Well, we're about to run out of time, but a couple quick more questions I was going to ask you.
Sure.
I think last month or so, you had tremendous traffic in your store, which is good to hear. One of the things I was going to ask you, is it the affluent that are coming back to shop, or, you know, what price points are they buying? Where are you seeing the business right now?
Well, you know, it seems to be, you know, more the you know, able to upper-end customer, you know, that's coming back saying, hey, you know we can't maybe sell our home at this point in time, but, you know, we're going to stay here and we're going to remodel and do the things we need to do. And I think really going forward right now, you know, working on that type of customer base, I think retail moving forward is just an absolutely huge opportunity for you know, obviously the retailers that are involved into it now. You know, I do talk to a lot of the suppliers and people who come in and say, you know, Phil, every time I walk in your showroom, I mean, you've always got customers in here. And so we've been very, very fortunate, you know, to kind of have a really nice, you know, market segment that we've covered over the years that has seemed to be coming back a little quicker than, you know, maybe the lower end part of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that's what we've been hearing too. Do you think the home center advertising is getting people to think about flooring right now?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, obviously, Kemp, I mean, everybody in the industry has been talking about, you know, the line's been drawn in the sand with Lowe's and Home Depot, and obviously Lowe's being on the same mattress side, and, you know, Depot going in a different direction. But yes, there's been a tremendous amount of it out there. You know, I know when this thing was first coming down, I tried to make sure we've repositioned the products we have on our floor to make sure we've got, you know, all those different brands that are covered when customers come in. But absolutely, anytime anybody's out there advertising, it truly helps everybody. It really does. But you have to be prepared for that opportunity when they come through the door.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, Phil, I appreciate you spending time with us and telling us that things are starting to recover. You definitely got some success up in Ohio. So we've been talking to Phil Schremper, the owner of JP Flooring Systems in mostly Cincinnati, but now Columbus. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar in FloorDaily.net.